think the Boston Red Sox know what the word urgency means. Because we are urgently awaiting them doing something. Top text of the day, Nick Spitzy Stevens, 508. Where the hell is all our breaking news? That is a great question, because while there are some big moves being made across all of baseball on this deadline day, July the 31st, 2025.
Emphasize dead so far.
Yep. Well, the Red Sox made a move.
Oh, good. Steven Matz, the New York Mets legend.
Matz all, folks. Matz all, folks. Right now, you got an overpaid lefty specialist middle reliever who all he's going to do is bump like a Bernardino or somebody out of a job.
I was
going to
say, don't we already have him? And we do call him Brandon Bernardino.
Yeah, so now we pay him more and he might be a little bit better. And maybe he's a little less worn out. But the urgency, Alex Cora telling us the other day that the expectation is to be a better ball club. I can't imagine his expectation, and he's apparently at a birthday party today, so I'm a little bit jealous. He's having cake and ice cream and having fun. He's at a birthday party while the Boston Red Sox do nothing.
Is it the birth of a new era of Red Sox baseball?
No, it's a birth of the same old, same old. We're going to sulk after the trade deadline if you do nothing. It's only 2 o'clock, though. I do want to warn everybody that we have until 6 o'clock, and even in the modern baseball world, sometimes trades trickle out a little bit after the deadline.
Don't forget the Marchand trade was announced at, like, Pierre, what's his face, announced it via Twitter at like 2:59, and then the details didn't come in until much later. So everyone, try to be patient.
Mason Miller got traded.
Oh, God.
To somebody not named the Boston Red Sox.
For a lot.
Okay. That's what superstar players go for when you throw 103.
You could say Mason Miller is like a Buffalo chicken calzone. Who doesn't want a Buffalo chicken calzone? Who wouldn't use Mason Miller?
He was extra large Buffalo chicken calzone with extra blue cheese on the side.
Two
for
blue
dipping
cheese dippers,
and all that.
Yeah, one for each
end. Can I get another one of each corner of the box when you put that in? Thank you. Yes, Dan Ball.
I just want to check in and make sure you're doing okay, because you've wanted Mason Miller more and for longer than anybody I've ever met in my entire life.
And when people told me, well, the A's said they're not trading him. That's how this all works. When the A's say they're not trading Mason Miller, they'll still trade Mason Miller. When the Twins say they're not trading Joe Ryan, they'll still trade Joe Ryan. When the Red Sox say they won't trade Jarren Duran, they might still trade Jarren Duran. So it doesn't matter what people say. Show them the money. Make them an offer they can't refuse, and that's exactly what the aggressive, the urgent San Diego Padres did. You know who else has been urgent?
The Seattle Mariners.
You know where they are in the standings?
Last I checked, a game and a half behind the Red Sox in the wild card hunt.
I believe they call that nipping at your heels in this race toward the postseason. They feel urgent. There are some teams that feel... The Blue Jays. I didn't really want Bieber, but they added a Bieber. Who hasn't pitched
yet? They got the Biebs?
They got the Biebs.
He's kind of still rehabbing, but you know what they're probably thinking? Hey, if we're good enough to hold on to a playoff spot, let alone the AL East, maybe the Biebs will be ready in time for the postseason because he has what they like to call experience.
The Detroit Tigers adding. They're a first-place team, a good team.
Don't they have the best record in baseball?
They do, but they say, well, you know, we could always get better. We could fill some holes. The Boston Red Sox right now, and it's early. We still have 4 hours. I am not loving the reporting that's coming out. And speaking of reporting, we have Dan Ball taking over for Billy Lanny at the trade deadline desk, the Dan Ball desk over there. So anything that happens across Major League Baseball between now and the deadline at 6 p.m., we will toss it to Dan Ball. He will tell us names of people we may or may not have heard of, and he will tell us where they went and for what, and tell us why we should care about that.
Do we have a fancy sound?
We do. We have our own thing. It's not the Jones and Keefe sound.
Right.
Which I think may have been brought from the old Jones night show.
I think it was actually brought from the Rich Keefe show. Yeah.
Different formations, but we have our own sound. Apparently, this is what it is, right, Stiz?
Go!
That is very organic to our show.
I like it. That's us. So if you hear that, it means Dan Ball's about to tell you something that's happening in Major League Baseball.
So it's a phlegmgasm with a little bit of a news stinger.
Yeah, that fits our show, right?
That is totally. And now it does indeed, Dan Ball. And yesterday on our half show, whilst you were about frolicking or gallivanting on a beach.
Maybe that's what's happened to Breslow.
It's amazing.
Maybe he's got a boat and he went out beach. And
today is not
like
the day you want to be in the boat. Today is the day that the Coast Guard gets called for you if you're out in the boat. While we were doing boat-related things this week, those were the boat days. Today is the day to be back at work.
Get your ass back to work,
Bresbotting. I asked Dan and Ted yesterday if they were at all concerned as we steam towards the trade deadline Did you think that maybe winning the last two games by a combined score of, what was it, 21-6, and then winning 2 out of 3 against the Dodgers, 4 of 6, looking better. Probably should have won all 3 games in Minnesota if it weren't for the rain delay and the Jordan Hicks incident. Did that possibly affect the mindset of the Red Sox going into the trade deadline? Like, you know what? Actually, we are playing better now. So why do we need to empty the veritable prospect cache?
It better not have.
I think it might have.
Because the Minnesota Twins gave up. Part of the reason you beat the hell out of them is because they traded one of their starting pitchers like 24 hours before he was supposed to start against you. Paddock. They got rid of him and it became a bullpen day. They're calling guys up like AA relievers or pitching. You should have kicked the crap out of them. As much as we needed those wins and wanted those wins to get to 500 for the Ted Johnson barometer of feeling good at the trade deadline, you were supposed to beat up on the Twins. Mm. And you're not a great baseball team right now. You have holes in the rotation. Dan Ball, who's the Red Sox fifth starter right now?
It's a nice open blank space right now on their schedule.
When you mean blank, not filled in, or a blank space in terms of you can't say the swear that you should describe that space with?
It is currently an unfilled spot in their rotation, but whoever it's going to be is probably going to pitch like blank based on their options.
Is it going to be Kyle? Is Kyle Harrison up for?
I'm not sure. There really hasn't been any smoke to that. They like some of what they're seeing, but he doesn't seem to be.
It's
going to
be the
product.
Jag they trade for today. They will trade for a Jag pitcher.
Charlie Morton.
It could be Charlie Morton.
Wait, don't they also need kind of a fifth and a half starter or a sixth, considering that they're going to be building in load management days for Crochet?
Which some of us that may or may not be attending tomorrow night's game, not real happy.
Yeah,
because I was pretty sure that when we spoke with Alex Cora, when he laughed off the idea of skipping Crochet's start before the trade deadline, he said, quote, "We pushed him back here. We'll push him back coming out of the deadline, All-Star break." And then he said, "And then it'll be full go from there." This doesn't feel like full go.
Oh, did you, I'm sorry, did you look Alex Cora in the face and ask him a question and then take his answer at value?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it was a face or a phone call one, but are you now mocking the manager that speaks with us quite nicely?
No, because I'm the man who talked about Garrett Crochet pitching a complete game full well, and Alex Cora saying, "Wouldn't that be nice?" Looking at me smiling and then laughing at the floor full well knowing this guy's going 85 pitches tops tonight.
He has fibbed to us a number of times. This feels like another one. They've bumped him back to Monday from Friday. He'll pitch not against the Astros, but early next week, and they say there's no injury. But more importantly is they have holes. What happened to the talk of not filling the fifth starter role? Mm. What happened to the talk of filling the number two starter role? That's what I remember hearing about Sam Kennedy, Craig Breslow. They were telling me, we're not just going to acquire a pitcher to call him a starting pitcher. We're going to bring in somebody that we can pencil in behind Garrett Crochet and say we now have two studs heading into a potential postseason series. 617-779-7937. If you want to join the pre-criticism of the Boston Red Sox, who don't seem to be keeping up with the Joneses or the Padres or the
Mariners
or the Blue Jays or the Tigers or any of the other teams.
Well, would you look at the time?
All the other teams that are active right now. 617-779-7937. Sort of laying the foundation of how this show will go. Yes, we may be bitching for a while leading up to the 6 o'clock trade deadline. Ted Johnson, as always, will join the fun at 3 o'clock. 3:30, we'll talk to our guy Tom Curran. He was down at Patriots training camp today with Fitzy. A little bit of a walkthrough leading into tomorrow.
Okay. I mean, I don't know, honestly. Calling it a slap and tickle would be an insult to what slap and tickles are.
Okay, so it was not the highest of intensity practices, but tomorrow they will have a high intensity in-stadium practice. I think they're kind of bringing back the days of the blue-white scrimmage.
I think
Mike
they
Vrabel.
Are, because I've been to one and many of those, as you have as well, the in-stadium practices. And in the Belichick era and after, they were really semi-unremarkable, whereas I feel like Vrabel, who once again, it is remarkable how much showmanship he is bringing to a team that he has to rebuild the roster of and rebuild the confidence of as well. I think he's going to bring and understands the value of adding showmanship to the in-stadium practice for the season ticket holders tomorrow night.
Well, I think there may be some of that. I also think there may be just a lot of competition. And as things went on under Belichick, there was less and less competition. There was sort of established teams and players and
roles. When your entire line stinks, it doesn't really matter who plays where.
Now you're competing at offensive line, which Fitzy spoke with Morgan Moses.
What a dude.
Who seems like a nice fellow. I wish he blocked Harold Landry and Chaisson a little bit better on the practice field. But
I'm cutting him some slack, I'll tell you. We have a new.
Oh, I thought you were cutting him.
No, no, I'm cutting him.
I might have agreed.
No, no, you need somebody. You know, did you know his locker is right next to Will Campbell's? And that he's in his ear and up in his
Morgan
biz
Moses.
Every day?
Is that just like Diggs next to May? We're going to build all these buddies? Is it the buddy system down at Gillette Stadium?
Quick question. Why would you mock that?
Because you know what? We need talent.
I know.
Buddy system.
But don't you want on a day when Will Campbell like loses more reps than he wins against the Keon Whites and the Calavon Chasins and whatnot, like, wouldn't you want someone like Morgan Moses there to tell him, like, don't you worry. I got my ass handed to me a number of times before. Here's what you need. If that's his job.
I want him to tell him how to not get his ass handed to
him.
Not pat him on the back and say, hey, we all suck, but let's suck together.
Oh, my God.
I don't want kumbaya.
Would the Red Sox please make a trade and do something so I don't have to deal with this version of you all day?
Why does the 860 say that I sound like a 16-year-old girl who couldn't get a date? This has got nothing to do with me. This is the Boston Red Sox. This is Craig Breslow, who we thought painted themselves in a corner. Am I wrong about that?
It's not me. It's you.
We said they painted themselves in a corner. They have to do something.
Classic denial.
Every level of the organization has said they're going to be aggressive at the trade deadline multiple times.
And yet?
Nothing.
And yet?
And yet Steven Matz is a member of the Red Sox.
We got Steven Matz. We can't say nothing.
Used to start. Maybe we could reconvert him to being a very adequate left-handed fifth or sixth starter.
I don't think.
What a deal.
There is talk of that, you know. I know you're mocking that.
No. I remember when he pitched for the Mets.
There's
Mets,
talk
Mets.
Of that a couple of his outings have been like 40 pitches and that it wouldn't be that hard to stretch him out and make him your fifth starter. Yes, Dan Ball.
Not to be overly pessimistic, but I was messaging back and forth with somebody who was around the Mets, and he said, trading a living, breathing human for Steven Matz in the year of our Lord 2025 is crazy. That was the evaluation I got.
Which the Red Sox traded Blaze Jordan, who's a forgotten prospect. He's just forgotten. Going to be a Rule 5 guy. An expiring prospect is what I called him. He's an expiring prospect.
That's nailed fair. It.
And you know how we learned that? Didn't they have a need at first base?
Yeah, if he's not good enough to call up. Yeah.
They haven't had a first baseman for months, and yet they didn't want to bring him up. I think they told you all you needed to know about their feelings for Blaze Jordan. The coolest thing about Blaze Jordan is...
his name.
Blaze Jordan. Absolutely. Even to the
point. We just got, like, the name factor on the Red Sox just got way less cool. Blaze Jordan.
I believe the Athletics trade breakdown here, actually italicized his name everywhere they wrote it, and they wrote parenthetically, the only reason it's italicized is it feels like a name that should be italicized because it's so cool.
Sister's name?
His name. What?
Air.
We're not doing that.
Why not? I need to throw flash grenades into the room of you.
We need a
to
trade.
Break the tension.
If I'm a 16-year-old girl who can't get a date, I don't know what Fitzy is right now.
That's what I need. Thank
Brez,
you, Stiz.
If we don't get a trade, there's going to be more of that humor from Fitzy for the next 2 hours and 45 minutes.
3 hours and 45
3
minutes.
3 hours and 45 minutes, and nobody needs that. So we need a trade to talk about. We will have a conversation, though. You mentioned Fitzy.
Mm-hmm.
Morgan Moses. You spoke with him down at training camp. We'll
Indeed.
Talk to him in about 10 minutes at 2:30. Well, also 4 o'clock. In my opinion, the best interview regarding the Boston Red Sox that you can get will be on these airwaves. Lou Merlone.
Pedro. Oh.
And
Lou
Merlone, after they aren't making moves, could be a return to angry Lou.
What
you
if
might
Lou
want to
knows
have your
something.
Finger on the button.
What if Lou knows something and he's back pocketing it and he can't tell you, but then he starts to like unfurl a bit and tease
it absolutely.
Out?
If he gives me reason or he asks me to, Andy, I understand why you're fired up, but give them a couple hours. It's still not 6
Let
o'clock.
It's just a completely different. There's no more hope.
There's no more hope. There's expectations. Now, that was taking him out of context a little bit, as you radio people do there, Stiz. But he was talking about expectations coming into the season. There were those, and there are those. The expectations are for this baseball team to play in October. And if you want to do that and you want to keep up with the Joneses, the other teams, maybe you need to make some moves.
Relax and let me cook.
You're not cooking. You have no gas. You have no electricity. You are not cooking, Craig Breslow. Yes, Dan Ball.
All right, so I just want to set the baseline that we can revisit later on in the show. Can each of you guys give just your level of expectation currently for what we're going to be talking about come 6 o'clock today?
Okay, so it's not going to make any sense based on the first 19 minutes of the program because I sound like I'm riled up, but I think it's because I believe this. They're going to make a big move. I think I'm going to be excited about a move they make. I don't know if it's Yandy Diaz and a pitcher. I've kind of backed off a little bit on the Joe Ryan train. I still have dreams that it's Joe Ryan and Griffin Jacks coming to Boston
yesterday.
As a pair, but probably
Dan,
not
what
like
was the name of that caller? It was Mike who called in at the end of the 4 o'clock hour and said, How would you guys feel? Obviously, now this trade is implausible because Juwan Duran is now a member of the Philadelphia Phillies, but he offered Marcelo Meyer for what would have been Duran and Joe Ryan. And you said, I'll pick up Meyer, get whatever snacks he needs,
I'll
and bring
him to
the
Logan
airport.
Myself. 100%.
He's fragile, we've learned. He gets hurt every
year.
Thing.
That's the problem.
And he's a prospect. That's the other thing.
No.
He's just a prospect.
Is he? No, Roman no. Anthony is now officially a major leaguer.
Correct.
Where is Meyer?
He's a high-end prospect. Yeah. A prospect that's learning. But the injury thing I can't remove. He is just injury prone. And I don't mean that as a shot at him as much as just an observation of his professional baseball career. And that has to go into the evaluation as you see him. The other thing I think we all need to just accept, Joe Ryan is an elite arm. If you bring, you kind of have two aces if you bring in Joe Ryan.
And you may also need an ace 1-A if you're going to manage ace number one period over the long haul.
Maybe a little less stress, both mentally and physically,
and
on Garrett Crochet.
And you're going to need better pitching when you go up against teams like, I don't know, and I don't know if they have any more games against them. They probably do. Against the Mariners with the Josh Naylors and the Eugenio Suarez.
And
I learned how to pronounce it.
The other aspect of this that I'd roll into there, you're playing without Marcelo Meyer. So I'm looking right now. I kind of have blinders on. You've been bad for a while as the Boston Red Sox. I'm looking at the postseason. I'm looking at winning in the postseason. Marcelo Meyer, I don't think is going to help them win in the postseason. The lack of reporting on Marcelo Meyer's wrists makes me believe I think he's only got one bad one, but I don't know.
I think it's just
makes me believe he's not really somebody you can count on down the stretch here. So therefore, if I trade him, I'm trading for Joe Ryan, a guy that's not going to help me this postseason. And that is my calculus, I guess they would say in the business. I'm trying to win. To me, you've proven yourself a playoff caliber baseball team, both with your record and the way you've played in the middle of the season, pre and post All-Star break.
Jaron Duran, has he now
trade him in a heartbeat
with his white hot July? Is he now showcasing for higher value, or is he proving that he is untradeable to you?
Now, I don't love
that. He's indispensable.
I don't love that just because now I'm down an outfielder, because my outfielder is actually playing second base a lot right now because my second baseman has a bad wrist because third baseman came
back. What about
the
legend of Yoshida and left? What an adventure for
everyone.
I don't love
it. I actually, at this point, the guy whose stock is rising so fast, I wonder if he becomes a possibility, is the password. He has been crushing it in Pawtucket. And you might be forced into bringing him up the way you were kind of forced into bringing up Marcelo Meyer, and maybe he's ready. Maybe he's ready to take off. But there is, if you ask for Jaron Duran, I'd say, I'm listening. If you ask for Marcelo Meyer, I'd say, I'm listening. If you ask for Roman Anthony, I hang up and say he's not available, because Roman Anthony, Tom Caron might be onto something when he said he's a Hall of Famer. Roman Anthony is ridiculous.
Super good at baseball.
He is super good, and he's a guy that I think can help you win a playoff series. 617-779-7937. We are reacting to the lack of activity from your Boston Red Sox. And that's all, folks, as they've done so far. But there are 2.5 hours yet to go here on WEEI Afternoon. 3.5 hours, sorry. I'm having trouble with the clock today. 3.5 hours left on WEEI Afternoons, as well as leading up to the trade deadline. And we will have every bit of Major League Baseball news all along the way from Dan Ball. Up next, we'll hear from Morgan Moses down at Patriots camp. But first, speaking of Dan Ball, he has what's trending.